Good morning. The subject of gossip can be quite interesting. Someone said that anyone who will gossip to you will gossip about you. Someone else said that we should believe nothing of what we hear and only half of what we see. Found an interesting story about gossiping on where else, the good old internet. Thought it was worth passing on. It was about a woman who once repeated a nasty piece of gossip about a friend. As always, it wasn't long before the news traveled, and of course it was significantly embellished. Nonetheless, everyone in that little town knew the nasty news, accurate or not. The woman's friend was deeply hurt, not only by the untruths being said about her, but also by the betrayal of a friend. The woman who had first passed on the gossip was also wounded, racked with guilt over the pain she had caused her friend. She approached her grandfather, a man who seemingly always had answers to things, very wise man. She asked, "Gramps, what can I do to set things right?" Well, here's what he told her to do. He said, "Buy a chicken, have it killed. Then on your way home, pluck its feathers and drop them along the road. Now when you've done this, come and see me again, and then we'll see how things are really going." Well, the woman was somewhat perplexed by this advice, but she followed it anyway. And the next day, she returned to her grandfather. This time, he told her to go and collect all the feathers she had dropped on the road yesterday and bring them to him. But she said, "That's impossible. That's impossible. They've all blown away." "Exactly," said the grandfather. "It's easy to drop them, isn't it? But it's impossible to get them back." The old man said, "Honey, it's the same with gossip. It doesn't take much to spread a rumor. But once you do, you can never undo the hurt." And then he said, "There is one thing you can do. You can ask forgiveness from God and also from your friend." I'm Larry Hatfield. Have a wonderful day.